Animal rights campaigners say the federal government must quickly investigate reported claims about Animals Australia's campaign against the live sheep industry. The West Australian and Daily Telegraph newspapers have published what they say are leaked emails Animals Australia sent live export workers, offering money for vision of heat-stressed sheep. Now, Saturday AM has not been able to verify the reports, and Animals Australia says it stands by the material it's used in its campaign to end live exports. It has also previously denied paying for vision. The National Farmers Federation says the latest claims must be thoroughly investigated. From Perth, Eliza Borello reports.
It's been more than 6 months since Emmanuel Exports, Australia's largest exporter of live sheep, had its licence suspended. It came after Channel 9 broadcast pictures of dead and heat-stressed sheep on board a ship Emmanuel Exports was sending to the Middle East in 2017. The story aired after a joint investigation with Animals Australia. Now the West Australian and Daily Telegraph newspapers have published what they say are emails sent between May last year and this month in which Animals Australia offered ship workers money in exchange for vision of dead and dying sheep. Saturday AM has not been able to verify the emails, and Animals Australia is standing by the material it's used in its campaign to end live exports. It has also previously denied paying for the Channel 9 vision. The federal government says it will look into the claims published by the newspapers. The National Farmers Federation President Fiona Simpson says the claims require thorough investigation.
Animals Australia now is increasingly being included on consultative committees. It is being treated by government as a source that they can trust. These allegations, these alleged emails, do throw all of that into question. And I think we are asking the right questions when we start looking at verifying those emails.
But asked whether she accepts the industry has made mistakes regardless of the veracity of the vision in question, Fiona Simpson says she does.
Yes, I think we have had emerged through this process some shortcomings, particularly in terms of perhaps the vessels.
Katrina Love is the campaign manager for the Fremantle-based organisation Stop Live Exports. She says the group is a member society of Animals Australia and organises rallies in conjunction with it on the West Coast. Katrina Love is not speaking for Animals Australia, but says she wouldn't ask anyone to film on ships in exchange for money.
I wouldn't offer money to get specific footage in the future.
But she doesn't rule out paying for images if they were offered after they'd been filmed.
I guess if someone came to me and said, I have footage that comes from that sheep, myself personally might be induced to pay for that footage, but I don't think, I wouldn't pay for someone to get footage of a specific problem. But that's personally, and I can't speak for Animals Australia.
Saturday AM has approached Animals Australia for an interview. In a statement, it said no amount of mud thrown could ever cover up Emmanuel Exports behaviour. It also said it stands by what it calls the evidence provided and says it will continue to cooperate with the regulator and relevant authorities.
Eliza Borello reporting.